Exercise 3, page 8. Listen and answer the questions.
Brad has just found out that Sheila, his girlfriend's kid sister, has anorexia. He talks to a friend of the family, who is a doctor.
Exploring the bird world and tonight. I just don't get it. Sheila isn't fat.
Well, most girls who become anorexic aren't fat.
Why do they starve themselves then?
There can be different reasons. They can have a false conception of their own body. They can lack self-confidence. There can be problems in the family or at school. And then, of course, there are all the magazines that tell you that you should be slim and write about how to lose X pounds a week.
Well, going on a diet is one thing, but I never thought I would know anyone who was anorexic. How common is it?
Well, about 1% of all teenage girls develop anorexia.
Only girls? Don't boys ever get anorexia?
Yes, but it's 10 or 15 times more common in girls than in boys.
So only one boy for every 10 or 15 girls?
That's right.
Well, Sheila has such willpower. She ought to be able to get over this.
Let's hope so. Though most anorexics are full of willpower and energy in the beginning, it takes a lot of willpower to starve yourself.
But will she get well?
Probably. About 80% of all anorexics do get well after a year or more.
And the other 20%?
10% never become really normal again. They become chronic anorexics. And then there are 10% who die.
Of starvation?
Yes, directly or indirectly. And some of them commit suicide.